Hey, want to say good night. This is December the 15th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, Steve. SurviveToThrive.net. Listen, on the web, if you want to know the background information of Russ Dizdar, this is who you're listening to right now, ShatterTheDarkness.net. And Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we get to be on at 6 p.m. And tonight, we get to guest host the Survive to Thrive Tuesday night hour. And I'm going to tell you again, it's going to be a supernatural hour. I really believe that. And what we're talking about is, well, it involves spirit and how spirit affects matter and how there's a difference between the two. Now, if you've been listening lately, we've been talking about the Hadron Collider at CERN, the concept of smashing the energy and letting the particle go through the Atlas detector looking for the Higgs boson particle. They call it the God particle. And the questions that many have brought up about the super collider when it's turned on, it's massive. It's absolutely massive. And there's thousands and 6,000 scientists behind it. Many around the world observing what's going on there. Many wondered whether it's going to create a black hole, whether it's going to open the abyss. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about actual matter, creation, the substance, material, and then we're going to discuss what is immaterial. And that's why I'm going to say again, well, if I might say to the scientists and others that are looking for the God particle, as if they're going to be able to go back far enough to find, well, they think it's, again, the God particle. And I'm going to say, nope, not God particle. You're going to, again, scratch at creation. Because you're not going to be able to scratch into the immaterial. Spirit is different than the material existence. Now, this is very important. I want you to think about this, too, because as you see this show in this 1 hour, we're going to go from some, you know, some high concepts all the way down to the what's affected you and what can affect you right now. Matter of fact, spirit can affect mind, and body, soul, spirit can bring change. Now, the spirit of God, then there's also another spirit, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now supernaturally operative. So when we get into this, I want you to understand that there is a clash, a battle going on behind the material world. And so when you look at the material world and see that it's a ragged edge, that there's pain and death and many other things here, please understand there is a reason for that. I want to say welcome to everyone. Welcome to my friend there from Texas. Sends me information. I want to say welcome to many others. Tonight, in a week in which the topic is when science and spirit meet, I want you to think about that for a moment. Because I'm going to tell you that there has been spirit revelation that has brought about political ideology. It has brought about scientific, thought and ideas and possibly even technology in this physical world right now has been brought about because there has been spirit communication. Now, we're going to delve into that tonight. And on the one hand, those who read your Bibles and you believe in the living Christ and you know God, you can go back to the Old Testament and see how the Spirit of God gave craftsmanship in the building of the temple, gave the outline, gave all the blueprints, all of it. And we are talking about, when spirit does affect the material world. So all this week, when science and spirit meet. Let me tell you, one of the reasons why I'm doing this is that there is not only biblical prophecy that talks about the end of days, the incredible supernatural interaction from that other side to our side. We are in an unprecedented time in human history, and the spirits are telling New Agers and occult writers and many others about how they are guiding humanity to breach a gap, to bring science and the spiritual world together. There's a reason for that. There's an agenda behind that. And that agenda involves, it involves battle, it involves war, it involves the building of weapons. It involves a lot of things. And so I want you to hear tonight as we talk about how science and spirit meet, and we talk about, again, the material and the immaterial and the attributes of God being somewhat different. Let me welcome again friends that have written in this last couple of days about the series. Thank you. And I want to say thank you to Will for writing in tonight, telling us about the new movie coming out in January, 2010 January, called Legion. And it is about angelic warfare. It is about the angels. And I have not seen any clips of it yet, and I've only looked at bits and pieces of the information. But Will says this when he looked into it and kind of studied what's going to be shown. And here's what he says in the end of his email, and I appreciate this, Will. It says this, and most people will not know that they are being programmed to go against Christ's return. So sad. Quote, unquote. That's Will. And I appreciate this email that's come in because 3,000 years ago, Psalm chapter 2 has described how the kings, the nations, and the peoples, well, they're going to be in a conspiracy. There's going to be a rage. There's going to be a joining. There's going to be a globalism. And they're going to take their stand. Ultimately, globalism will have a massive agenda. The mask will be economic, you know, securities, environmental securities, unity for the world, a new day, a new dawn, all these kind of things will be the mask. But what the real agenda behind the spirit that is guiding globalism is to build a consensus, both with a spiritual alternative doctrine that tells mankind about an evolution of human consciousness and a new spiritual age for humanity. Along with that will be incredible signs, wonders, battles. You know all about the seven-year tribulation. But it ends. The reason for globalism is Revelation 19:19. It is about war. Globalism will bring about some of the greatest destruction, the most horrific destruction in human history. God has given us insight, nobody else has. God has given us accurate insight, nobody else has. God has given us infallible insight, nobody else has. And I want you to be, whatever your background, I want you to be clear, or at least if you're an honest researcher, look at the prophetic revelation that God has given and some of the reasons for it. And I'll tell you, a great verse for a lot of believers to memorize or to know well is those last couple of verses in Romans 16 that deals with, the command of the eternal God, the prophetic grapha, the revelation of prophecy in Scripture, and the reasons for it. The reasons for prophetic revelation is to literally bring an evangelistic thrust to the nations of the world, to bring the world to God, to bring the nations to God. And so tonight, in this hour, and for those that listen to the archives later on down the road, let me tell you something. I believe in the providence of God. I believe in this, you know, this work of God that is reaching out and speaking and summoning and supernaturally getting to literally billions of people around the world. And millions are turning and finding a relationship with God. It is possible to know God. It is possible to know that you know that you know God and to know what happens at death. And to have the experience of what God offers. Now, in the context of that, I'm telling you right now that the broadest alternative spiritual offers are out on the table right now. It's a smorgasbord out there. Literally all kinds of spiritual encounters, experiences, events, enhancements, man, it's everywhere. And I want to say clearly, and I'm going to literally urge you to listen for a few moments, that not every spiritual experience is good. Not everyone comes from God. Not everyone leads to God. But what does come from God leads to God. Does God do miracles? Yes. Does God have, does he have the key to spirituality? You better believe it. We're talking about the Creator and the Redeemer. We're talking about the one who's going to bring a glorification, indestructible immortality to those who have come and responded to his rescue. It's all about the cross. There's a wielding of great spiritual power that occurred at the cross. We'll mention that later on, but I want to tell you tonight, spirit does affect matter. Spirit does affect matter. Now, I don't know if I'm going to go see the movie Legion. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to take a look at it, though, because it's interesting that Will in his email tells me, it's all about, again, a rebel, you know, rebel angel and a battle and so forth. It's funny that the word legion, of course, is used. It won't be used in the clear, clean, biblical sense of Mark's Gospel chapter 5. So if you're new to the Bible, new to this information, Mark's Gospel chapter 5 does talk about a legion that was inside a human being, literally ripping him to shreds and almost removing all of humanity, naked, bleeding, cut, you know, crying out, howling, supernaturally strong, breaking chains that people chained him with, and nobody could help him. Until Christ, God in human flesh, until Emmanuel walked up in real life, in real time, to a devastated, bound human being, helpless and hopeless, basically, until Jesus got there, and then everything changes. Everything changes. There is a spiritual encounter. There is a presence inside the man. Now, that doesn't tell us how it got there. We learn that from the rest of Scripture when we open doorways, when we worship alternative spirits and spirituality, we can get attachments all the way up to possession. I've dealt with a lot of possession over the last 25 years, we've seen it again and again and again. The same kind of spirits that you read about in the Scriptures are still here today. And by the Scriptures' predictions, there'll be more of them manifesting in lives, over cities, influencing nations, influencing political ideology, influencing military vision and weapons development, influencing science. There's a reason for this. There's a reason why this dark spirituality needs to have certain bits of technology out on the field. We'll talk about that tonight. Hey, I want to say again, if you're brand new, my name is Russ Dizdar, guest host tonight, survivetothrive.net. Don't forget to go back to Steve Quayle's website and take a look at, people have written me about the discussion he had last Thursday night about, some impending danger for the United States. So I'm going to tell you, it's better for you to listen to that than for me to try to tell you about it. But pretty doggone interesting from what I've been told and people have shared with me. Again, a sense of urgency. Something is happening behind the scenes. Something is happening that is eventually going to bring there's going to be something that is the catalyst to bring about catastrophe and chaos into the world. Now, that's biblically, prophetically revealed. It's coming before the globalism, before the apocalypse of Antichrist, Anthropos Anomos. This is the man of lawlessness. And we're going to see some incredible events. We're going to see some incredible events in the world around us. We really are. And you can feel it. A lot of believers can sense it. If you follow biblical revelation, you're going to see things. If you're looking and studying what's happening in the world, you know. Listen, I used to say millions, but I'm going to say now billions, I believe, in the world. They know that the world as a whole is on massive, shaky ground, that something is afoot, things are ominous all around us. That comes from the fact that spirit does affect the physical world. And we're going to talk a little bit about, again, the super collider, the concept of smashing energies, and somehow splitting it all down to find what they're calling the God particle. Now, the reason I want to touch on this again is the super collider going to open a black hole? Is it going to do something, well, that will open dimensions? Will it do something to affect the natural order of things? Can something that big? What about HAARP and its ability to affect weather and, well, many other things? And so I'm going to say right now, we may be seeing the development of global technology, weaponry, that will affect the spiritual world or help open doors to the spiritual world. Anybody studying about the abyss, and let me tell you something, even if you don't believe it's something true, if you don't believe it's going to happen, I'm just going to say, listen, go look at Revelation chapter 9, read about this event, because it involves the destruction. That chapter brings out a revelation of the destruction of one-third of humanity in the end of days. When the Antichrist arises and the false prophet is here, the pinnacle of dark power, what I've sometimes called dark energy. I'm not talking about the universe. I'm talking about spiritual presence. Dark spiritual presence has, because of its nature, a toxic effect on lives and on the physical world, on the affairs of man. And when politicians and when military men and when scientists and psychologists, as in the days of the Nazis, spirit guided the political ideology. Spirit guided the scientific development. Spirit guided the military vision and weapons development. Spirit guided the dream of a God-man master race. And it was the prince of the power of the Eros, this presence that is around the world, this immediate atmosphere is the locality. And the word work in the Greek there means a supernatural operating presence. I'm going to tell you right now, that dark supernatural presence would be operating during the show. And the laws of engagement involve individuals that would either conjure those powers or be a vessel for the dark powers. Listen, if you are a Christian, if you are a believer in Christ, you know the power of God inside of you. You feel the power of God. You know the living Christ. You know that not only is he real and everything that he said is right and real and the word of God is alive to you and that your human spirit is alive to God. Romans 6, right? Dead to sin, alive to God. Now, if you understand as a believer the presence of God, the power of God, God speaking and guiding and leading, I mean, take a look at the book of Acts, and you see signs and wonders and the power of God backing the mission, backing the agenda. And again, whether you're a psychic or remote viewer or a scientist or a politician listening or a military man or woman, there's two agendas going on. And let's make it very clear. A pagan priest asked me one time about, you know, why we evangelize or share, you know, with other people about the message of God. Well, it's the agenda of God. God, whether you like it or not, I want you to know something. God is throwing you a rope. Let me tell you something. It's more than a rope. God is speaking. God is summoning. God is calling. This good news of the gospel, the good news of God, the good news that God can be, God can come into your life. You can come into relationship. You can know about eternal life. You can know, listen, so much back into a relationship with God. So God's agenda is to reach the world. All Christians should know that from the reading of the gospels, that the preaching of the gospel, with power, with signs and wonders, with supernatural, you know, enhancement and ability. And it's all about God loves the world. God wants the world. God wants to bring every human being. So that's why there's probably 300 million believers in China. There's hundreds of millions of believers around the world. And they've become so because somewhere, someplace, they heard a message that is animated by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God affects our conscience, speaks. There's a speaking. There's a engagement, an encounter. God comes and encounters, and sometimes our hearts are guilty, and there's a sin nature inside that wants to fight and rebel against God, and there is a dark side that wants to stop it all. But God is so great, so powerful. His motivation is love. And so I just want, listen, I'm glad to tell you, I don't care what your background, I don't care, you know, where you're at right now, this is the message. God loves you. God knows everything about you. God wants you. God has an answer. God has an answer for evil, for origins and endings. He has an answer for death. He has an answer that brings a triumph over all these things by the power of God, the Spirit of God, because of what Christ did. Everything can change for you. And I'm going to share more of that towards the end of the show. And I'm going to tell you now, though, about spirit affecting matter. And I'm going to tell you right now that there's going to be many individuals out there in the scientific world that will, listen, they will begin, well, they have been influenced. There's a lot of scientists that are influenced by alternative spiritual presence, by New Age spirits. In the Greek, they're called planos, meaning imposters, seducers. It was predicted that they would come in vast numbers. The goal, deceive many. The goal, speak to and influence. Jim Mars, in his book on the Fourth Reich, he talks about, and I believe he talks about this too in SciSpies, he talks about non-human intelligences, that there is something out there and it's communicating. Now listen, millions of New Agers know this. Occultists know this all around the world. People know that they're having visitations, sleep paralysis, a presence in their room, in houses, in buildings, in places, and I'm going to tell you right now that this fallen cherub, this prince of the power of the atmosphere around the earth, this presence is a living presence. God, in the Word of God, calls him a spirit who is now supernaturally operative. And there's a sequence God shows to the development all the way to Antichrist, all the way to Armageddon. It's a step-by-step. There is a level of like an evolution spiritually coming from this fallen cherub. And it is massive. It is beyond anything in human history. It is unprecedented. And we haven't seen anything. Just wait till prior to the great chaos in the New World Order. When that last 7 years kicks in, you are talking about the dumping, the massive crossover from the dark side to this side. And again, you're talking about spiritual beings, non-human intelligences that will communicate with man and speak to man. And so I read a book about a guy named Dan Sherman, who says that he worked for the NSA, National Security Agency, that he was an intuitive receiving information from a non-human intelligence. We've read all across the board, and there are many in the military world that are engaging spiritual communication. It's without question the Nazis did it. It's without question the Russians and the United States and Britain and throughout Europe, they're doing it because there's an agenda. Now, what I want to tell you tonight is this concerning the super collider, The smashing of atoms, the desire to find the God particle, to go back further, to go back. Listen, I'm going to say very clearly that even if they go back another step, they're dealing with the material world. They're dealing with the created order. However small, I mean, look at an atom. I mean, my goodness. And then you deal with protons and neutrons. And then you deal with these particles. And they haven't even found it yet. That's theoretical. But it's not going to be God. It's not going to be a slice of God, a piece of God, to where they can look into it and see God looking right back at them. So they're not going to actually slice God. Not even in the pantheistic view that God is all and in all, and, you know, as if you take the material world and make a little slice of it, you're actually studying God. Now, that is not God's revelation of his being. You know why? God is spirit. He is immaterial. He is immaterial. He is beyond the atom. He is beyond the particle. He is beyond all physical mass, matter, substance. You've got to understand the nature of God is beyond. This is vast. This is incredible. I've always said God, you know, the attributes of God, immeasurability, infinity, indestructible. Have you ever heard of the attribute acidity? The idea that does God have to plug in somewhere and get recharged? Like our cell phones. Like our own physical bodies that need sleep to recharge and be refreshed. Do you understand the nature of God, that there is nothing within God that needs to be charged? He doesn't fade. He doesn't weaken. God emanates source. He is infinite, immeasurable, immaterial. This means that you cannot, with finite tools, technologies, pull the immaterial God under your microscope and take a look at a piece of God. So I'm going to say again very clearly that you cannot slice spirit. You cannot get to God and as if he's a particle, as if he's part. And that's part of the issue with Shiva being outside of CERN. And the concept of, God and goddess, Kali, somebody correct me the other day on the nature of Shiva, though there's that concept of destroyer, but you're dealing with spiritual presence. And I don't know why that would be the one connected with CERN. We'll talk about that in a few moments. Let's take a break. Listen to Steve just for a moment. Thank you, Steve. And we want you to know also, again, if you want to go to Steve Quayle's site and take a look at the archives last Thursday concerning the warning that something's going on behind the scenes here in the United States and that it might be soon. There's no question, shadow government, shadow military, shadow religion, also shadow spirituality. The Bible is clear about the fallen cherub's ability to masquerade, literally morph, and present himself as an angel of light. Now, we've engaged that in cult leaders. We've engaged that in dark spirits inside of, you know, individuals that were operating with power. And so tonight we're talking about how spirit affects matter. And the series this week we're doing, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, is When Science and Spirit Meet. Now, Sunday night, we're going to do a deep discussion on the incarnation and the genetics of God. God in human flesh. Spirit affected the womb of Mary. There you have, less than a second, you know, you have something that can't be measured. It's an instantaneous act of the Spirit of God causing the conception. Now, we'll talk about that Sunday night and the concept of fully God, fully man, God Emmanuel. And it's massive. This is absolutely massive. So that when you look at the life of Christ and you see, well, that he never sinned, he didn't play the game that the world does, that he is unlike anyone in his in the predictions of his coming, in his actual birth, and his development, his life, his sinlessness, all of that together, let alone the works and the words, the works that he did and the words that he spoke, that both continue to this day. The work at the cross, listen, unequaled, unprecedented, nothing like it in human history, and what it did. And right now, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I'm going to talk about how immaterial spirit has affected you in the physical material realm. When it comes to healing, the power of the Word of God, the power and what occurred at salvation, and the coming exerting of the power of God at glorification. Listen, God's power to be exerted on the structure, the material structure of the universe, which means that God affects atoms. God affects particles. God affects. Well, let's talk about three ways, okay? And this is very important because there is a counterfeit side now to all of this. With a purposed and planned deception. And this is, listen, this is going to be vital because what spirit you allow to affect you, heal you, grip you, give you an experience, has everything to do with the quality of your life, truth, and the ultimate end of your life too. Thinking in terms of the super collider, thinking in terms of CERN, when they turn it on, is it some kind of machine that has had some kind of spiritual influence to build the technology, though it brings enhancement to humanity, including the World Wide Web? Is its ultimate use going to be something that has been communicated from the spiritual side that can be developed and ultimately help to effect a breach between the material and the non-material, well, call them worlds if you want. I mean, I'm talking about now, God is spirit. You simply on a human basis can't get to God. Not through a machine, not through a telescope, not through a microscope, not even in mathematics. Not even in mathematics, because though there can be, well, ideas that lead you to say, wow, the Big Bang, and there's order, and there's sequence, and there's reason why the world spins and is on an axis, and why, you know, this world that we live on is not the next or the one before, because we would either be burned and fried or frozen. There's reason. I mean, there's without question creation. And I'm going to tell you this. This is cool about science. That everything in the created order, which would include every atom, all the way to amoebas, to DNA, everything has instruction in it, code in it. Everything speaks about a creator, a designer. There's no question about that. You read Romans chapter 1 sometime, you're going to see how all of creation, gives humanity such a witness about the attributes of God, his invisible qualities, you know, his eternal, you know, power, divine nature. You can read about it there. And that's not the discussion tonight, but I'm saying that there is a communication flowing from creation. God is, God exists, and God is beyond creation. Vastly, infinitely beyond. But he's right here in the midst. It's his power that upholds the universe, existence. And let me tell you something. The Spirit of God, God who is Spirit, can affect you. Maybe can affect you during this show. Maybe you have a testimony in your life where you've encountered the presence of God. The Spirit of God led you to the living Christ. We're not talking about just the event 2,000 years ago, his death and resurrection and his ascension, with both Old and New Testament prophecies telling us that he's coming again. The elect angels of God know that he's coming again, and the demons from hell know that he's coming again. This event, the second coming of Christ, is what this ramping up, it's what globalism, it's what the inspiration for technologies in science and in military weaponization, it's what it's all about. See, the dark side doesn't give you all the information in advance. The dark side seeks to come and desires to bring some level of suprahuman enhancement, be it telekinesis, clairvoyance, the ability to look into the spirit world or thinking that you can. There's enhancements that that side gives, but there's always an ulterior motive. There's an ulterior motive for the development of globalism. The targets for globalism, political leaders, military leaders. Those are the prime targets. So keep watching what the politicians say and what the military leaders develop. And you're going to see that everything continues to, in a sequence, move towards this thing called globalism. And I agree with the New Agers in this sense, that a planetary spiritual wave, a burst of spirit presence and power is going to come. And though there may be great chaos and cleansing, meaning the death of millions, there will be a new age of spirituality. You're right in the sense that that will occur, but you're wrong in the sense that the nature of the dark side that masquerades as a angel of light, as some beautiful new age spirituality, has an ulterior motive. One of those is keep you from God. Never let you get to God. Never let you see who Christ really is. Oh, that new age spirit will give you a dumbed down, de-deified Christ among the remote viewers and psychics and new agers and occult writers and 2012ers. There's a presentation of a dumbed down, de-deified, I mean, just stripping everything off of who Christ really is. And when you accept a false Christ, you accept an alternative that will strengthen the blinding power of this God of this age in keeping you from God? Has the spiritual experiences you've had, has the Spirit you felt guide you, speak to you, led you to the living Christ? I'm going to tell you right now, the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the uncreated eternal Spirit of God may be speaking to some of you right now. And this is beyond science, beyond politics, beyond the technologies. And I'm going to say right now, beyond all New Age and alternative spirituality. The infinite Spirit of God seeks to draw you and bring an impact of the love of God and what and who Jesus is. Who he is, what he's done. Well, let me tell you something. This is where we now find evidence of God who is Spirit impacting the material world. Now, let me give you four areas right now. Four areas, because I'm going to tell you right now, anybody who's a Satanist, anybody who's a Luciferian, you know how dark spirits can bring effect. They can bring counterfeit healing that might last for a while. They can bring counterfeit supernatural human enhancements. They can attach you to the Hall of Records, the Akashic Records. They can connect you to super. They can open up a third eye inside of you by their power. So they're real, but deadly wrong. And let me share with you right now some of the things God, who is Spirit, does bring effect in the material world. Now, I'm going to deal 2 hours with this Sunday night. The incarnation. I want you to think about for a moment the incarnation. When Mary, the Virgin Mary, prophesied 700 years, the Spirit of God led Isaiah to speak about the virgin that would be with child. Speak about that a child would be born unto us. That he's not only going to have the name Emmanuel, but Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Wonderful Counselor. 700 years before he came. Matter of fact, there's about 300 prophecies or so that speak about the details of the coming visitation of God in human flesh the first time. And there are hundreds of prophecies that speak about the return, the visible return of God into this world. Now, the Spirit of God affected the incarnation. I mean, you know that. If you're a believer in Christ, you know, and listen, everyone should listen for a moment. The Spirit of God has affected, caused the conception in the womb of Mary, who has never been touched by a human male. We're not talking about Nephilim, where a fallen angel would be with a woman and create Nephilim, a demonic human hybrid. We're not even talking about Antichrist, which is literally Satan bringing about a counterfeit incarnation, Satan in human skin, Homo Satanus. We are talking now infinite, uncreated, eternal, immeasurable, immaterial God causes an effect in the material world, in the womb of Mary. The child born there, Christ, the angels were blown away. Man, they sang. They were filled with joy. The demons trembled. Satan was waiting to destroy him. Satan did everything he could to destroy the Christ child. You read Revelation 12, you're going to see that there was nothing but his full force was there to devour the Christ child. God in human flesh is born. And now we have, from what cannot be scratched into, detected, not even by the Atlas, 8-spoked array inside CERN, the God presence will not be detected by that super collider. More of the material universe can be, but not God's presence, not God's being, not God, not Spirit. But we do have God who is spirit affecting the physical world, not only in the beginning. And let me say something again, because CERN and the 6,000 scientists and many in the world that look at this are dealing with the concept of the Big Bang, the beginning of the universe, the beginning of material physical existence, the beginning of atoms, particles, all of it. And this is what they want to do. They want to go beyond the beginning. They want to be able to go beyond the beginning. And here's where I'm going to say my opinion is they are not going to be able to go beyond physical matter created substance. They will never be able to go beyond created substance. Now, for those in theology, you understand the term. Listen, ex nihilo, ex nihilo. The concept that we were taught in early theology was, out of nothing, God created. Look at Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created. Bara, by special act of God. So the chancers, atheists, are wrong. It's not out of nothing that something came. Now think of the term nothing and nothingness. How would you define nothingness? Nothing there, no substance, no particle, no atom, nothing. Zero, zip. Can you feel it? Can you touch it? What is nothingness? Now see, I'm going to tell you that I don't believe there was nothing there prior to the Big Bang, if you want to call it that, the Bara, the special designed act, this explosion of creation. And it was done by logos, by communication. There's code in the origin of the physical material world. There's design. There's intelligence. Now, back up all the way to the Big Bang, or to the moment of creation. Prior to time, you do realize time is a creation of God. We live in time and we live in space, both created by God. But I want you to know that ex nihilo in theology does not mean that out of nothing, zip, creation came. Because there really is no such thing as nothing. Out of someone, something came. And that's important for us to understand origin. Even when scientists are trying to describe, you know, trying to get at the moment before the atom, the moment before particles, trying to find the God particle, they're gonna scratch and find more of the material creation. To go beyond that, I do not believe there is any human instrument, technology, or ability to grab a hold of the living personal God and pull him into finite human machinery, technology, equations, and him be subjected. Please understand. There is a sense of the transcendence of God. God is beyond matter. He is immaterial. And so you will not, in the material world, be able to put God under the scope or slice a piece of God and study him. Not in that way. You can study creation that has code and it speaks and it communicates and it lets everyone know that it's God. The invisible qualities of God, the divine nature, and so forth, that brought it all about. Now listen, ex nihilo. Theologians should know this, that a simple understanding of that phrase is not true. Ex nihilo basically means out of nothing, something was created. And that's wrong. Because it is out of God that the material existence came. Out of immaterial being came material substance. So ex nihilo should be defined as out of no pre-existent material. God didn't use some independent atoms that were already there, some independent particles, or some material substance that was already there, and say, oh, this is pretty good. I'll grab a hold of that, and now I'm going to make the physical universe. Out of God. Out of God, immaterial God, spirit God, came material existence. Again, I'm going to say in less than a second, beyond the concept of time, in the twinkling of an eye. If you understand that from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the idea of twinkling of a flash beyond the ability to split time. That's where Adam is used. The Greek word atom is found in 1 Corinthians 15, referring to the glorification. Now, real quickly here, for believers in Christ, those who are interested, those who are spiritual seekers, listen up. The Spirit of God, listen, how do miracles, resurrection from the dead, Lazarus, how did Jesus get the demonic spirit presence that was inside that man in Mark 5 out? How did he raise Lazarus from the dead? How did he give the blind back their sight? How was he, when he was killed, crucified, murdered, slaughtered on the cross, clearly dead and buried, how is it that just like the Old Testament prophets said, even 1,000 years in advance, the prophecy of the resurrection, even Jesus said it, destroy this temple and I will raise it up. Listen, we read in Romans chapter 1, or check out Ephesians chapter 1, about the exertion, the exerted power of God causing the resurrection. Remember when Jesus was walking through a crowd of people, and there was a woman there that said, you know what, if I just touch him, she believed in him. She really believed in him. See, the problem with many of those listening right now, you don't believe in him. You've shut the door on the Spirit of God, his communication to you, and on what God wants to bring into your life. There's an exertion, an effect of God waiting to come into your life if you don't know Christ. If you have come to Christ, then you have experienced the exerting of the Spirit of God and the breaking into your life in a concurrent moment when you said yes to Christ, when the Spirit of God convicted you and drew you and brought you face to face with your need for Christ and all of who Christ is, you finally said yes. That's what faith is all about. Believing the record of God, believing the Spirit of God, believing the Word of God. The Spirit of God will faithfully witness to you and bring the information to you if you really want to connect with God. That Christ, what he did at the cross, what he did by his death, what he did by the resurrection and the ascension, and the promise to return, involves everything. It involves evil in the heart of man, victory over that. It involves death and victory over that. It involves the revelation of real satanic presence and satanic ownership of fallen humanity until a man or a woman comes to Christ. Then those chains are broken. There is an effect, the Spirit of God applying the person, the work, and the words of Christ in an instant, in a moment, like in the conception. Being born again is the Spirit of God coming into you at the same moment that he brings the blood of Christ for total forgiveness, breaks the sin code, breaks the chains of satanic ownership, breaks the death code and the destiny of hell, all at the same time, the living Christ enters your life. The Spirit of God comes in to make you a temple, a new power, a new presence. Your spiritual construct is now open to God. you now know God, have all the capacity to grow and develop in God, in Christ. Salvation is the most incredible, unequaled, unprecedented spiritual experience that anyone in this fallen world can experience. Motivated by the love of God, motivated by the desire of God to have us, it is God's will to be saved. You can read about that in Timothy chapter 2. Let me tell you something, if you're not saved, come to the living Christ, and God will come into your life. Spirit will affect the material world, your material world. And the effects of what occurred at the cross, what Jesus did, who he is, and even he himself who has been alive from the dead since the day the Spirit of God raised him with power from the dead, declaring him in that event truly the Son of God. Fulfillment of prophecy 1,000 years in advance. Well, listen, my friends, we're coming to the end of the show. There's going to be more and more of how spiritual presence is going to influence politics, science, military, and many lives. Not all of it. Listen, so much of it is coming from the dark side. If the spiritual experience doesn't lead to God, to Christ, to being born again, to knowing God, it's not from God. Turn from that. Receive the living Christ and let God's presence affect you for now and eternity. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Write me if you need to, well, if you have a question or if you've come to Christ to let me help you out. Hey, we'll see you Wednesday night at 6 p.m. God bless.